It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now, live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of Mountain Home Bomber Football, Brad Haworth.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Pine Bluff. It is Torrey Hunter Field at Jordan Stadium. Home of the Zebras, the Bombers tonight with 6A East Conference action against Pine Bluff. Bombers 0-4 on the campaign, 0-1 so far in the 6A East. Pine Bluff comes in with a record of 1-2-1 overall. They are 1-0 right now in the 6A East after their win over Sylvan Hills last week to open conference play. Glad to have you with us, Brad Haworth and Bob Byrd tonight with us for the broadcast. Beautiful night for football. Finally, we're getting closer to football weather. It's either been raining or in the 90s, it seems like, every game this year, and it is much nicer here in Pine Bluff this evening. We're about 21 minutes away from kickoff. We'll take a break, come back, talk about this matchup here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is sophomore Dawson Tabor. Dawson is a quarterback. He rushed 14 times for 97 yards and a touchdown against Jonesboro Friday. He also kicks field goals and PATs for the Bombers. Dawson also completed two passes to keep drives going for the Bombers on Friday. Dawson Tabor, the player of the game against Jonesboro, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team, the worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Pine Bluff, about 18 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Zebras of Pine Bluff, 6A East Conference action for Mountain Home tonight. Joining us for the broadcast, against much of the calls that we had this week. Talk about what great broadcast we had last week. Bob Bird's back with us.
Well, you know, I heard about the broadcast last week. You've told me about it. However long it took us to get from Mountain Home to Pine Bluff, that's all I've heard was how good a broadcast you had last week. You know, and I know Tobias does a good job, but there's no way he can make you sound as good as I can make you sound. You know, he does much too good of a job, you know, in comparison to you right there. But, yes, I've heard that. Thanks a lot.
I blame Bob, too, because the Bombers by far played their best game of the season last week when he wasn't here.
Well, you played my alma mater.
That's right.
The Jonesboro Hurricanes.
That's right, yes.
You know, and they're down a little bit. They're not playing real tough right now. So that was a good game. You know, I wish it had been us 35-7.
Yes.
You know, I hope they win every game except the one they play us.
Right.
You know, and I'd just like to kick their butts then.
Well, let's talk about this Pine Bluff Ball Club. This is a team that is 1-2-1 on the season. And speaking of down, obviously that's down when you look at Pine Bluff, what they've done over the years, not as stellar as they have been in recent years. And a big part of that, Bob, is happened before the season even started.
Well, that, you know, the injury bug hit us last year early in the year, and it hit Coach Boulding's team early this year. You know, they've got a huge problem. 5 potential All-State players lost for the season, 3 shoulder surgeries and 2 ACLs. You know, the shoulders, you know, a lot of times it's a strength thing. The ACLs anymore, when you play and practice and as strong as kids are, it's not unusual.
Right.
But to lose 5 big-time players, it is going to hurt any program.
On top of that, their outstanding quarterback, Tyler Foots, was injured last week in the win against Sylvan Hills. He is not going to play tonight. That's the Pine Bluff side of it. Now you look at Mountain Home, and unfortunately, Mountain Home without their starting quarterback tonight as well.
Dawson Tabor, you know, he's in the concussion protocol. You know, it happened this week, you know, and it's a non-contact injury more than anything else from what we understand. So, you know, and that's our, what, third quarterback to go down so far
right.
This year?
Yep.
So, you know, it's a game of injuries and attrition and, you know, depth sometimes late in the year. And we're in game 5. The depth becomes very important later on in the year.
So Lawson Stockton will get the start at quarterback tonight for Mountain Home. It'll be Sean Howell going for the Zebras, a pair of, a backup for the Zebras, the fourth-string quarterback for Mountain Home tonight. Of course, Mountain Home lost their first two quarterbacks, first and second string, before the season even started. So it's been a rough go for Mountain Home at that position. So we'll see how the teams respond tonight with that, their leaders under center. Mountain Home is 0-4, Pine Bluff 1-2-1. We'll take a break. Matt will check other games around the state. Boy, there are some great matchups tonight around the National State. He'll check that with our scoreboard report next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is sophomore Dawson Tabor. Dawson is a quarterback. He rushed 14 times for 97 yards and a touchdown against Jonesboro Friday. He also kicks field goals and PATs for the Bombers. Dawson also completed 2 passes to keep drives going for the Bombers on Friday. Dawson Tabor, the Player of the Game against Jonesboro, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
The State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio as the Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Pine Bluff. The Zebras coming into this game ranked fifth in the Class 5A. We'll talk more about this matchup in just a moment. Right now, let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, another big matchup between ranked teams. The teams ranked in the Class 6A top five. Searcy, who is number four, will be playing at number three, West Memphis. So a lot of eyes will be paying attention to that game. Jonesboro will be at Jacksonville this evening, and Sylvan Hills will be at Marion. On the local level, Galeville Summit is playing their first home game in about 3 weeks. The Panthers will be their first home game of 3A2 conference action, as the Panthers will host Harding Academy, who has made the trip from Searcy. Salem is at Rector tonight after having a bye week last week. Tough matchup tonight for Melbourne at home. They'll be hosting the second-ranked team in Class 3A, the Clinton Yellow Jackets. Marshall will be in Newark to face Cedar Ridge. Mountain View is idle this week. The Yellow Jackets were originally scheduled to host Rosebud this week, but the Ramblers were forced to cancel the rest of their football season. Harrison, who is ranked fourth in Class 5A, is at home against Clarksville tonight. This is the homecoming night for the Goblins. Also, West Plains is in Springfield to take on Parkview. Hollister is at home against Reed Spring. Forsyth is in Kansas City to play Pembroke Hill. Branson is at Carthage, and Ava is hosting Houston. Looking at the Arkansas sports media overall top 10 games, of course, the big matchup tonight. Number one, North Little Rock at number two, Conway. Third-ranked Bryant will be in Little Rock to take on Catholic. It'll be fourth-ranked Fayetteville at Rogers this evening. Number five, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, is at El Dorado. Sixth-ranked Fort Smith Northside is in Little Rock to face Central. Seventh-ranked Springdale made the trip to Centerton to take on Bentonville West. It is number eight, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number two in Class 5A, playing at home against number 10, Little Rock Christian, who is also number one in Class 5A. Big matchup there, although maybe a little tougher for Little Rock Christian since they lost their quarterback. And number nine, Warren, who is also ranked number one in Class 4A, will be at home against Star City. Only one game we haven't mentioned yet in the Class 6A top five. It is number two, Benton, playing at home against Siloam Springs tonight. Among the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet gotten to, third-ranked Little Rock McClellan will be at home against DeQueen, and number five, Texarkana, will host Camden Fairview. Among the Class 4A top five games that we haven't yet got to, number two, Joe T. Robinson, has made the trip to Arkadelphia. Third-ranked Nashville is at Fountain Lake. Number four, Rivercrest hosts Gosnell, and fifth-ranked Dardanelle is at home against Waldron. The Sand Lizards just entered the top five after Southside Batesville got knocked out last week with their loss to Stuttgart. Among the Class 3A top five games we haven't yet gotten to, top-ranked Boonville is hosting West Fork. Number three, Prescott is at Bismarck. Number four, Mayflower has made the trip to Glen Rose, and fifth-ranked McGee is at home against Risen. And in the Class 2A top five games that we haven't yet got to, number one, Mount Ida is at Murfreesboro. Second-ranked Foreman is at Dirks. Third-ranked Hazen is at Junction. Third-ranked Hazen is at Brinkley. And fourth-ranked Junction City will play host. Will be at home against the fifth-ranked team in the state. I believe that is Hampton this evening. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment here on the State Farm agent James Boyett pregame show as they will get you ready for tonight's matchup between Mountain Home and Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm agent James Boyett pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to the State Farm agent James Boyett pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in the Pine Bluff, Jordan Stadium, as we're about 3.5 minutes away from kickoff. The coin toss tonight. Did you catch it, Bob?
They had one. I do the turf report. I don't do the coin toss.
Bombers won the toss, and they've elected to receive. Well, you mentioned the Turf Report. Let's get the Turf Report brought to you by Lawns Plus for all your turf and pest management and landscaping needs. Contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com.
Turf is good. It's very colorful. A lot of red in it. And Torrey Hunter is the beneficiary of this artificial surface down here for the Pine Bluff Zedra, so that was very nice of him. But overall, the turf is in good shape.
Tobias did us so much better last week. Well, we were here 2 years ago, and it was a rough night, to put it nicely. The Zebras were loaded that year.
They were loaded, and they looked like a not a small college team, but a Division I college football team, and big and strong and physical and fast. And
they're not quite that big and talented this year, but this is still a very good Pine Bluff ball club. Don't let that 1-2-1 record throw you off. They lost to Cabot, tied a very good Watson Chapel team. They lost to Springdale Harbor and then beat Sylvan Hills last week. We'll take a break, come back, and kick it off in just a moment. The Bombers and the Zebras next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.